Proclamation number 5671 of 9th of May, 1953. Foreign Gods. Ceremonies. Bull. Call. Truth. I would like to convey the truth to all people in order to help them attain beatitude, yet I usually encounter resistance because my adversary is just as anxious to spread untruth in order to strengthen himself and his power. Anyone who knows about the correlations, about the battle between light and darkness, about the opposition of my former bearer of light, who knows about the conditions which bring about the union with me, will also know why the truth is always under attack, why the great spiritual darkness is on earth, which is synonymous with complete lack of knowledge, with people's confused thinking and misguided views. He will also understand that my adversary constantly seeks to increase the darkness, that he does not cease to blind people and that no means is too bad for him if he can undermine the truth through it. And he will always use such means which appear good and pious because he first deceives people so that they shall not recognize his activity. Precisely those people he fears losing are exposed to his deceptive intentions, and he will have an easy time with them if they are indeed outwardly but not deeply inwardly united with me, if they therefore have an inclination towards externalities which often accompany religious activity, so-called worship which, however, is more idolatry because too much attention is paid to dead matter and because the shell touches the human being more than the core. Understand it. Where the human being sinks into his inner self, where he shuts himself off from the world and focuses his eyes on me alone, there no illusions can deceive his senses, there no spirit of lies can find entrance, for there I am and protect my children from my adversary's error and deception. But where this inner gathering is lacking, where the eyes rest complacently on externals, where ceremonies are performed, where the spiritual forces itself out of the realm of matter, there the influences on the soul are also impure, and they make the soul susceptible to all kinds of illusions and dazzling lights, for everything that enters human hearts from outside brings impure currents with it and, as it were, denies me access to the heart, which is now filled with such spiritual currents emanating from the one who is Lord of Matter and who also wants to assert himself in people's hearts. And this one also expresses himself so obviously where he is given the opportunity that he can be recognized by people devoted to me but is acknowledged by the superficial followers as the representative of my kingdom. He has great power, and especially in the time of the end, but he always needs people's approval for this. He cannot express himself in an area which is inhabited by me, but certainly where the world is still in the foreground. There is his kingdom, there he wreaks havoc wherever he can. And there is only one remedy. The intimate living connection with me, which eliminates all his activity and makes it impossible. Where I myself am put on the back burner, where, as it were, other gods exist next to me, he is already on the game, for he then intervenes as one of the gods, precisely because he wants to oust me, because he has declared war on me, because he wants to dethrone me, but he will never succeed. For I am the truth and I will convey the truth to people who are of good will. These will always know to distinguish truth from error and lies because they are in living contact with me. Amen.